I mean, dude, the bunny is just absolutely lounging.
Bang.
Yeah. Bang. Just the cutest little fucking guys.
Aww. Yeah, man.
Out.
Bunnies.
Pretty unbelievable.
Hi, bunnies.
They're oh, so could not be bothered.
It's everything adorable, but my mind goes to dark stuff so quickly. Like, you guys seen the movie Soylent Green?
No, but I had it spoiled for me, so I'm like, okay.
That's well, culturally, we all know it.
But so, like, there's a part of the movie where the world's a dystopian hellhole, and they have, like, these suicide rooms where you can, like, pick a song, and it plays very calming images, and, like, a mist comes that slowly kills you. Every time I hang out with the bunnies, I'm like, they're so cute. I would lie in a suicide room. Like, I would want my last moments on Earth to be, like, Yoshi and Wilbur. Like, give me little kisses on my cheek as, like, carbon monoxide comes. And it's, like, a calming, like, song playing. And I'm just like, oh, I was like, I tried my best.
An hour later.
It's a Johnny Cash, like, I did it my way. And I'm like, just two buddies lying on my chest.
Bro.
Like, that's how fucked up I am. Is it an adorable bunny? And I'm like, I would love you to lie on my chest while you die. That's how I am with relationships, too. I'm like, you're adorable. And I'm like,
Soylent
I want to die together with you.
Soylent Green is made of Kenyan.
Everyone's like, it tastes a little bitter. It's a little strong. If it could be a flavor, I'd imagine it'd be a spicy vinegar.
I think there's an earring in this.
Like, do I have synesthesia? I think this food is screaming.
Remember when everybody had synesthesia in like 2011? That was cool.
People were really big on like, you want to have synesthesia or like, my eyes are different colors at like different seasons. Like, that was just the like,
so
I'm
stupid.
Crazy, man.
People, my friends in high school used to be like, dude, you listen to this sound and it gets you high.
I remember that.
Like binaural beats.
I used to do that when I was high. I get high in middle school, smoke weed, and I'm like, I'm going to even get higher. And then you're just sitting next to a YouTube video of like a fucking, you know, it's a big X-ray.
It's listening to noise. Yeah. I'm high.
We're like, binaural beats,
But the idea of binaural beats is it's different patterns in each ear, and then that like does something to your brain.
It's like, it's gonna, the frequency is going to unlock some sort of state that will release like certain chemicals in your brain. I think you just lie with your eyes closed for an hour and then you feel so stupid that you're like, I'm high.
But you're kind of meditating.
Yeah, you're meditating, essentially.
I think that's, I think you're really discovering meditating. You're like, I'm basically stoned right now.
Yeah.
I'm
at
peace.
I just fucking took a Xan out here. Yeah, you're just like, you just fully just deep breathes for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
There's so many hacks like that where it's like, you could also, like, if you want to, like, unlock your mind, you have to, like, do something active. You have to, like, read a book or do math or something.
Yeah.
But, like, I can lay here and play a frequency that will just vibrate my brain into, like, it's like those exercise machines where it's, like, you sit down and you pedal and it's, like, this isn't doing fucking
Americans
anything.
Americans have been looking for that for, like, 100, like, all, I think everyone shouted. You saw the infomercial that's, like, could you want to be fat but somehow get fit? And they're, like, you could just put something on your feet where you waddle while you're eating a Big Mac and watching TV. Like, and you're
it's
just
the lying
the
down machine. It's like, the fuck does that do?
So it's like it hooks up to your hand, so when you jerk off, you're actually burning calories. And like,
everybody was like fucking laughing about the shake weight looking like you're jacking someone off.
Yeah.
But nobody laughed about it being the fattest way to lift a weight. You're just holding your fucking hand and it's going up and down. And you're like, I'm basically bulking.
You're not laughing about the fact that's a fragrant scam.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
The infomercials are really, they're like, hey, are you a stupid idiot that has too much money? You
want
a sham wow, like you haven't just had a dish rag?
Yeah, that's the perfect way to sell snake oil. Just sell it in something that looks like a cock. So that everybody's laughing about it. You can be like, oh, they're just laughing at it for the packaging.
Yeah, but it actually
bullshit.
Works. And it's always like a ripped guy being like, no, I just do this every day. I just jerk off. Which is, if that was true, that means everyone who really jerked off would just be like ripped.
Oh,
like every nerd would just be like fucking.
One arm ripped, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just RFK doing a commercial.
Can we just like tell RFK that he's president and just see what he does?
Like, well, I'm going to have a bear delivered to the White House. And I'm going to.
No, he's just dragging like 12 dead elk on his shoulder to the White House.
He kills so many. I think they have like a federal investigation into him now because he like cut off a whale's head with a chainsaw.
Did you hear about that memoir where she's like, the daughter was like, we were in the car.
Yes.
And then like blood was leaking onto her head. And all over the highway. Like, it was the worst smell ever. And I'm like, in that moment, whoever is married to her needs like to be arrested. Yeah. Like, that's like child endangerment. Like, you should absolutely lose your kids.
Yeah, that's
you're making whale blood drip all over them.
The Kennedys used to be royalty, like the absolute highest you could get in America.
I think it was just like a special type of STD picked up from Marilyn Monroe. Like, made his kid like the dumbest person. Just gave him like hot brain worms. Like, it's like the dumbest human being that's ever existed.
It's like if you got some like genuinely like a hobo in Central Park, and you gave him Kennedy money, and that's what that would be. Just
it's also the fact that you why are you eating bears all the time? Like, you can get like the best food ever, and this guy's like dragging like a fucking raccoon with maggots in his face.
He's still
to, like,
able
make
to,
into a frittata.
He's still able to cheat on his wife all the time.
Yeah. He cheats on his wife.
He just did. He cheated on Cheryl from Curb with Olivia Nussey.
I forgot that he's married to the lady from Curb.
Wait, he's married to the lady from Curb?
Yeah,
like
that's
the blonde-haired
so fucking
lady from
crazy.
Curb?
Yeah, Cheryl.
That is
Larry's wife in Curb. Yeah,
that is absolutely insane.
I want to see. I want him to lose the presidency, like no public office. But then he gets written into a season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, I would love him in Curb.
Larry, be nice to Robert. It's what, what are you talking about? No.
What's that voice?
Larry, I just think. I think a buffet is not that big of a deal.
I can't imagine. It was so funny that he ran an ad that's like, I should be president just because I'm fit.
That shit was so funny.
He jumped out of like a helicopter and he's like, I work out every day. I never ever eat processed food. And I'm like, you still sound insane. So you're doing everything right. The kombucha didn't cure whatever the fuck this is.
Americans are so dumb when they look at the president and they're like, who would I want to have fuck my wife? That's literally, it can't be a woman. Yeah. That's gay.
Yeah. Can't be a woman. I'd be too busy coming.
Like, nobody funnier than the undecided voter.
Now,
it's
like
really funny.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, the Haitians might be eating cats and dogs. This person seems to, speak clearly and have a mind about her, but that's too much.
Like Florida, like, they, on their ballot, like, they're all Republican, but they're, like, it's, like, 65% in favor of legalizing weed. Like, they just have no consistency.
But that's, like, a lot of the cut, like, Dakotas and all. Well, it's because they like partying, too. Everyone likes drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
So they'll be like, no, we're conservative and, like, weird, dumb. Like, I don't think you should have an abortion. But they're like, no, I do want to smoke weed.
Yeah. The thing is, abortion polls very popular.
It's every no.
Yeah,
It's
it
almost,
just gets the evangelicals.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like the government is truly against the will of the people in every way.
Yeah, it's just moneyed interests.
Yeah, well, we figured it out, guys. But no, like literally, like weed and abortion. You ran on that, you'd fucking win the whole country.
I know.
Be like 50 states.
I know. I bet. I know,
but is that not kind of what Kamala is running on?
She has no. I mean, abortion, yes. But
she hasn't said
weed.
Anything about legalizing weed.
Which is kind of dumb. I mean, it's like, at this point, it's like, I think like 30% of the country. So it's like, it would really be a good way to also give like sort of
30%,
like,
wait, so 30% of the country what?
Is like legalized.
Yeah.
Oh, it's already. Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I think it'd be a good way. If you're just like, we're going to legalize it everywhere. We're going to erase it from your record if you've ever been arrested. We're going to use some of the money for like treatment centers for harder drugs or just in general. Like,
and
I don't know. Be like, hey, I'll throw you another stimmy. How about
that?
I'm going to legalize weed. I'll use some of the fucking tax. Throw everyone a stimmy.
Amazing.
Right there.
Yeah.
Amazing.
What's wrong with that?
But they're too stupid to
They're
ever
too
do
stupid.
That.
It's like that.
I wonder
$50.
If part of it, though, is the optics of like Trump could use it as like she's the free for all drugs immigrant. Like it might be the optics of how they could spin that.
But that works so much less than you would think.
Yes.
Because like a lot of people, like even corporate media is not viewed. It's only viewed by like people in their 50s and 60s who kind of already know who they're going to vote for. And again, it's like gay marriage. It's like 70% of the country is like, I think weed should be legal. Especially now that it's like legalized in a lot of states. Like a lot of people have like elderly people that like take like CBD and like pain relievers and stuff. So it's like, I think almost everybody besides like a brain dead evangelical who's like never going to agree with you anyway would be like, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
You could even go liberty wise. You'd be like, what? You want the government to tell you what to put in your body?
True. Yeah.
The right is all about like immigration and conspiracies. I don't really think they give a shit as a platform about like abortion, weed.
Well, they clearly do in terms of power. But yeah, I don't think the standard Trump voter who's like not absolutely out of his mind. I don't think he knows how he feels about anything.
Trump does.
I think he's just like angry and kind of insane and just says like random generic conservative things.
It's really funny with a lot of other people who said this. It's not just me, but like with Biden and Trump, like it's very clear that Trump doesn't give a shit about abortion and that Biden kind of didn't really like it. So like their arguments weren't very like energetic.
Yeah.
Like
did Biden
really
used to be anti-abortion?
He kind of when you watch him talk about it, he kind of, you can tell he gets a little squirmy.
Interesting. Is he Catholic?
Yeah. Very Catholic.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. Like, people's politics are all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was also like friend of like segregations and stuff like that. I mean, pretty much everything that was ever wrong, he's like, I was a big fan of that, Jeff.
Yeah, and uniquely very pro-Israel.
Yeah, kind of insane. He also, like, he's like the reason that you can't go, like, declare bankruptcy on your student loans. Like, he like helped create that bill.
Jesus.
Yeah, because like handle that over to those. But yeah, and it's kind of funny that he actually his whole life has been an absolute stooge to the Illuminati.
Yeah.
And the last second they're like, you're too old and stupid, buddy. Yeah. And they just threw him in the trash can like Andy. Like, they don't want to play with you anymore. And he's not even like that rich. He's not as rich as you should be if you spend your whole life absolutely being like a fucking server. to like the Bohemian Grove, being like the fucking being an absolute busboy for the Illuminati, and you're kind of just like, okay, you know what I mean? He's just fully doing it for like the love of the game.
Yeah, his wife still works.
His wife still works. His like son has it. He is like a middle. He's kind of like a true American in that he's too old to have a job. His son has a severe drug problem, and he has just an evil boss that he's like, I have to do this. He's Homer Simpson. He's like, I just have to fucking. He's like, listen,
go.
Listen, I got a bomb, Gaza, so we can.
Netanyahu's Mr. Burns.
Oh my God, you can say that. I can't say any of that.
Yeah, he's Mr. Burns. Yeah, I mean. It's just, it's no good. Yeah. I would really like, I don't know. I mean, I hope Kamala wins.
Yeah.
I liked Tim Walz a lot, actually.
I like him, too. Yeah.
I mean, don't like hold me to it. I think she's going to do better than Hillary did. Hillary was being investigated by the FBI.
Also, I think she has more popular support because she is like a POC, and that's actually engaging for some people. And
she's not. Clinton was already a name that was so like in politics. Like, you just felt like this old dynasty.
People really hated Clinton.
And she fainted at the 9/11 memorial.
What?
This time 8 years ago. Around September.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton did?
She had a heat stroke. Out of pure happiness. Fainted. I can't believe he pulled that off. It's like when you almost pass out after a great orgasm. Oh! Oh, fuck.
Oh, these fuckers still believe in planes.
We just, we blew up a whole other country for no fucking reason, dude.
Oh, man, I fired one of the missiles myself.
That is.
This is satire. Oh, my God. So, I don't know. I think she might get it, but, I mean, it really would
be
funny.
It is absolutely terrifying. I mean, it's absolutely terrifying how close it is. It makes me be like, first off, this is how like dumb and failed this country is to like address anyone's concerns. But also, this is just how absolutely out of their mind a lot of people are. They're just lost in the iPhone like schizophrenic prism. And a lot of people are literally just like foaming at the mouth being like, there's pedophiles out there in your cat.
I mean, it's like insane person peering through the window blinds like they're coming for us. Yeah. Like it's that level of like.
Also, you're so stupid that it's like a person from like Haiti or Honduras who's actually like a religious or family oriented guy just like wants to like watch football and work probably so much closer to you. You're being convinced by like a dumb billionaire who would like kill your whole family if it meant he could make like 2% interest in a savings account that you're like, oh, that's your enemy.
I mean, it is. Yeah. How funny is it, though, that they've created this insane like whole like right wing like culture, basically, that is predicated on like believing every one of Trump's lies, believing every little conspiracy, that they are now so batshit insane that two of his own people have already tried to kill him.
Yeah, that's they were both like Trump supporters.
They're both like kind of amiable to
Trump.
I mean,
if you go enough to the Q thing, you'd be like, no, the reason the storm didn't happen is Trump was killed and that's Tom Hanks right fucking now. Like, it might actually be like, no, that's a stunt double. That is fully Tom Hanks and that and his J.D. Vance is Oprah Winfrey and I actually have to kill him because then he becomes alive in the dream. Like, we're all in Inception. Yeah. And if I kill him, he will wake up in the real world and he'll click the button that fucking arrests all the pedophiles.
Dude, someone's got to like cut the fiber optic cables. Like, QAnon is just like...
Yeah.
Have you ever seen like those subreddits that are like, I lost my family to QAnon?
Yeah.
And it's people like mourning, like, I don't know my dad anymore. He's like in this whole like... Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy.
I will give it to them, though. Saying, like, hey, I think the government is run by satanic pedophiles. That is more true than like anything NPR has ever said. Yeah, like that's more true than being like
honestly based.
Like, no, there's some good people watching working on both. Like, no, because I think it's easier to believe that they're like cartoonish demons than like, no, it's just greed and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and there's people that will make horrific decisions for just money and power.
Yeah,
and that's like. But you're like, no, it can't just be that. It has to be that they're like vampires from another dimension.
Yeah.
You're
Jewish space lasers and shit like that.
Jewish space lasers. Hilarious.
Insane.
Yeah.
Truly foaming at the mouth shit.
No, they're out of their mind.
Yeah.
God.
I'm also like, you kind of already have what your country, like if you're from like a small town in Wyoming, I'm like, don't you already have the right wing paradise?
That's the thing is that like immigrants are coming here and I'm like, have you literally ever met a Mexican person in your life?
Yeah, I was like,
but you live on a farm in West Virginia with like a neighbor that's an hour away. Like genuinely, what are you upset about? I guess like money stuff, but it's like, I'm like, none of these problems are actually at your doorstep.
Not really. They're like, you can't even say Merry Christmas anymore. And I'm like, I guarantee you there's nothing but Christians for like 3 hours where you live. Like your life is not, I think this is the type of people that turn on like a commercial and there's people with like some melatonin in it and they're like, argh! It's like people like that should, you're just like, I don't even
I think it's politics for shut-ins.
It really
a
is
a little bit like it's politics.
Honestly,
cut off from people already, and it just you just keep going deeper because why the fuck not? Nobody talks to you anyway.
Yeah, they're like the right wing version of like chronically online, like Homestuck fan fiction leftist
kind of
people.
A really funny, like beautiful moment if the chronically online, like really like left people chronically online, really like they just kind of give each other a hug.
Oh yeah,
and they're like, hey, what are we so? Like someone who's just like, you shouldn't make eye contact like that because that's actually pissing me off and triggering and that you don't understand my stigmatism.
Yeah.
And then somebody that's like, everyone is a pedophile that's trying to eat me.
Yeah.
Like if those people come together and like, fuck.
Yeah. Like the chronically online.
Dude,
left and the
let's make the dating site.
Yeah.
The chronically online left, the chronically online right, like just at the same time, like, we need an armed revolution of the people. And then they just start making out.
Kissing one long piece of spaghetti.
They do agree on I don't really agree with them on like gun control. Like the super left, like want guns so that they can shoot cops or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I think anyone involved in activism is like, I kind of want to go. I think any sane human is like, no, I just think you should have some sort of background.
That's
check.
Literally all. I
That's
want.
Literally.
It should be as hard to get as like a car.
Yeah. Literally, yeah.
And
yeah.
like maybe like automatic right. Like there's certain things like that you don't need for like hunting or self defense that are like
15.
Yeah, like literally nobody
no one needs
that.
An AR-15.
Yeah, but I honestly do support like I knew people growing up who like. Ethically hunted and like ate the meat or like gave it away.
Totally.
Like
why
it's like
not?
I'm like
that.
For that. Like I think it's unrealistic to be like nobody's ever gonna own a gun ever.
Yeah,
and responsible gun owners really aren't a problem.
Yeah,
but I also I've come around a little bit to be like I don't think it's just gun control. I think there also is like a mental health
totally
component. It's both though.
It's just the fact that you can't have a country that doesn't fund or believe in any of its citizens and be like, you can just buy. Hey, let's create a bunch of problems that make you really angry. And then also you could buy a machine gun whenever.
Yeah.
It's like the worst recipe for a country that I can possibly.
God,
so if you're mentally ill, we give you no help whatsoever. Everything's so expensive and you can buy a gun with Klarna. It's basically like we've created that nightmare hellscape.
Make sure you pay all your payments.
Yeah, make sure you. Well, I don't think. I don't think you need to. Oh, 15 payments. That's okay. I only need to. You can put down $20 to buy a killing machine.
An AR-15 is $10,000. Looks like I'm getting another Capital One.
Yeah, just get a Capital.
Are they $10,000? For some reason, I thought they were like $50. I never thought about how expensive they are.
It's a few grand. I think it's expensive, but like. I mean, it's America, so you can just get it on a credit card and pay for it the rest of your
That's
life.
That's so fucking insane.
Yeah.
A gun on a credit card is like brutal, dude.
Sounds
comments,
like a really sad country lyric.
Maybe
Not a gun on
gonna...
a credit card. Don't know if I'm going to make it that far.
Maybe somebody's going to comment, like, month. You can't do that. You got to buy it with a bank card. I don't know.
Well, they shouldn't let you do that because then you get the gun and then they're like, all right, now pay it off. And you're like, no.
No.
Yeah. It's more likely. Yeah.
Nuh-uh. I came up with the perfect scheme. I'm going to run up $30,000 worth of credit card debt and I'll kill myself.
It's the perfect crime.
I'm killing myself because I want to, not because you told me to.
Oh man.
Every relationship fight. This is my idea actually.
Oh, I don't communicate well? How is this telling you how I feel?
Oh, how about this? I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah, dude. Oh man. Why is a gun in the mouth just a really funny thing?
It's so how funny. How far are we from because it's like a little gay. The last thing you do is gay.
Ew. Pause.
Wait, no.
Oh, pause.
How far are we from every open mic in Bushwick just people crying and having a gun in their mouth? Like everyone just, it was hard for me to, because it just came to that point where it's like, everyone can't be this mentally ill. Like, yeah. I've been through the trauma, the mental illness. I get it. But statistically, it can't be everyone that's like, I have 18 therapists.
Yeah, some people are mentally ill the way that it's like, are you really hungry or are you just eating because you're bored?
Yeah.
It's like, are you mentally ill or do you just need like a fucking job, dude?
Are you hungry or are you eating because you're bored?
Maddie's getting so based. Funny. On the pod, Maddie is getting closer to just a 48-year-old dad where it's like, polyamory ain't real. Are you depressed or you just need a fucking job? Pull up your pants.
All right, whatever you say, just take the trash out, they, them.
I don't know what's happening to me.
No, I think it's funny.
But
it's
I do kind of think it's
Maddie's
true.
Maddie's becoming based.
A little
older.
Bit.
You get older and you just certain things change, right?
She's gonna, Maddie, what?
Well, it also is like, because that's me too. I'm like mentally ill and I'm like, you do have to be like busy.
Yeah.
And if you're like a kind of rich, like upper middle class white kid is like mentally ill, I'm like, I do think that mental illness is real. Like fucking that's me too. But if you have a sense of purpose and are busy, that helps mental illness a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Does,
in combination with therapy and drugs and shit. So I actually do literally think that like,
no, you're right.
You should get a fucking job.
Yeah, yeah. It's a long winded way of saying, how about you get a job, you dirty hippie?
Go to the gym, get a job. Take Wellbutrin. I just started Butrin.
Ooh.
This is we're listen, Big Pharma. I'll shell out for you. Well, Wellbutrin, the Zoloft, the Prozac, the Olitrin.
Yeah, we're kind of a cute little like trio here.
I would Prozac and Wellbutrin.
Both. What is the combo
Prozac's
do?
Prozac for depression, anxiety. Wellbutrin helps me focus and a little bit with anxiety.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it helps. I think
right on.
Yeah.
Look at that. Sponsored.
I'm on a little combo too. I was on Prozac for a long time, and now I'm on Adderall too. And it's like,
Once
you get the focus and the depression, OCD, it's like that's a winning. You feel better?
I was on methylphenidate, which is Ritalin, with Prozac, but I can't do uppers like that. I can't do the amphetamines because every time I crash and it makes me really, really depressed.
I'm on the extended release, and like, so I don't crash at the end of the day. But if I don't take it every day, I do feel like it's like not drinking coffee when you're used to it or something. It does get a little.
Yeah. I took an XR in college for a paper, and I stayed up for 3 days.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It almost makes me, like, calm down. I feel up, but, like, calm. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah. No, I
But it's, like, it's Ritalin made me, like, anxious and weird, and I think I tried it one time. Like, they prescribed it to me in high school, and it just didn't.
One time I snorted some alone and started rapping.
That's right.
Yeah. By myself, by the way.
You do?
I was like fucked up in my house by myself. I was like a teenager, and it was like the M10s or whatever, and I just snorted by myself, smoked a bunch of weed, and then I convinced myself that I could rap, and I was like, I put on an instrumental and like started to record myself rapping.
Where's the recording?
I don't remember any of it. I was just fucking geeked out of my mind.
Dude.
I could do everything.
Oh my
You gotta break your sobriety to rap again. Yeah. I don't care. I'll drug you, bro. I gotta hear you rap. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Are you for real?
Yeah, it's absolutely.
That
I want you to release a rap album. I want this so bad.
I was like, there was a period in like high school, middle school, where I was just snorting. I don't think I could do whatever. I was like, absolutely, because you just like, it's flowing, bro. The words are coming.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing you've ever heard.
Holy
and you,
fuck.
Yeah, and you don't really go to sleep. You pass out for like an hour at 6 a.m. You're like, oh, that was the dumbest thing I've ever said.
That's so funny.
Yeah. That rules.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
God damn.
So.
I think you do have a little like low-key like latent rapper energy in you.
Well, you
like suburban.
He just like unk.
Okay. one nice little shirt dressed like an uncle. Normally I would say it. I got some drip to me.
You got some unk.
I got some absolute.
You got unk drip.
Fuck off, buddy. Your big pants, your Simpson socks. Get out of my goddamn. Get out of my trash.
Oh, Kenyon dishes him out, but you poke one back and he goes. Dude, you do. You could, because I've seen the pictures of you in high school. You could do. You got a like suburban rapper, like SoundCloud thing. You could tap into that part of you, much in the way that I could go to Bushwick and become that if I wanted to.
Yeah.
You could become that if you wanted to. Like,
it's for sure in there. I hate that you are pointing it out. I very much hate that you are pointing it out because it's almost like a dirty little secret. You're like, I'll take this to my grave. I've like almost exclusively listened to hip hop. There is, you know, every now and then there's a little part of you like, oh, I thought of a few lines.
I'm like, oh, you're just like an uncle. You're like, kill yourself, midget.
Best bar you ever rode.
I can't remember. This was like back ago. I don't have bars.
Damn.
Can we set a Patreon goal?
No.
That if we hit it, if we hit the goal, you'll rap over an instrumental for 1 minute.
100%.
Yes.
What's the Patreon goal? What's your number?
200.
200 patrons?
Yeah.
Done.
200 patrons in the $5 tier?
Yeah.
200 patrons in the $5 tier. Kenyon will rap.
Rap.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It'll be strictly Patreon exclusive.
Yes.
Me opening another line of credit and making 10 email accounts. Dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Check that out on the 200. That'll be huge.
Yeah.
That'll be huge.
What
I'm holding you to this, by the way.
What made you think that I had Layden rapper energy?
The white jeans. There's a photo of you in white jeans that's burned under the back of my eyelids. White jeans and like glass. I think you're wearing glass, like a lids kind of.
I know
the picture I'm talking about?
I know exactly. I used to frequent lids quite a bit in high school, middle school.
Yeah. It was very like.
Keep the same.
I used to frequent lids.
I was a big lids guy. I had all that. I had the like little. Absolutely. Yeah.
Frequent lids is very funny.
I would often peruse the section at the lids establishment.
I think I
fancy a Supreme hoodie.
Excuse me, Damien. Do you have any bowlers?
Oh my God. Sir, give me a glass of your finest Mountain Dew while I wait.
Excuse me, Angel, is it? Please let me know where the fedoras are at Lids.
Angel.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's
my
so
brother
funny.
Already is like kind of a rapper, so I could collab with.
Yeah, train the, under him.
He makes like hip-hop, yeah.
Whoa, you have a rapper brother?
Yeah.
I like his music, though. He is good. You guys should collab, dude, on the Patreon.
Yeah.
He should be featured on the Patreon single.
Absolutely. Tito. Just jumping on there.
Tito?
Santino's his name, but he goes by, like, Tino.
Ooh, Tino. I like Tino.
I'm like, sad hip-hop beats. It's like that kind of... It's like, you know, have you heard of Immortal Technique?
Yeah.
It would for sure be in that genre.
Dance with the Devil?
Immortal Technique's song about like 9/11 is so funny because he gets so frustrated talking about the conspiracy theory of it all that he kind of like abandons the beat a little bit. He's like, on 9/11, there were two planes in Tower 7, blah, blah, blah. Like it goes off. It's so fucking funny, dude.
I know exactly the song you're talking about.
Yeah, because you, me, and Prickett, I feel like would like listen to that.
Oh, but before I met you guys, I would listen to a lot of Immortal Technique walking the halls.
There is lore of you that you are sneaky under the radar with.
It's absolutely, yeah. It's,
God damn.
You used to listen to that, like, flip side. It's almost like, you know, like...
I want you to get caught by one of those man on the street people like, hey, what do you listen to? Immortal Technique's 9/11 song.
What are you listening to? Because nothing. I'm on a phone call.
You also know, like, a secular, like, some people grow up, like, super Christian. They grow up, like, everything is, like, Christian. Mm-hmm. I feel like that. But it was, for me, it was, like, militant socialism. Where, like, all the music I wish to do is kind of rap about, like, violently overthrowing the system. And, like, now, like, the world's a conspiracy. Like, it's, like, deep underground. It's, like, a YouTube video with, like, 1,000 views. Like, this guy and what it's about. You know what I mean? And that's, I had a lot of that going on.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I think the single's going to be huge. We are at an hour. Should we wrap up the main ep?
I think we're good to go.
I think we can.
Dude, thank you for coming and doing it.
Oh, hell yeah. What's up?
Adam Gilbert, where can people find you?
Oh, you'll figure it out. Instagram or something.
All right, we'll tag you. Follow Adam. He's the fucking funniest.
Oh,
dude. Great comic, great friend. I'm at Maddie T. Wiener on Instagram. I got tour dates coming up. Check that stuff out. Patreon.com/phone is in the bag.
Hey, subscribe if you want to hear me rap.
Yes.
Gonna be huge.
Subscribe that shit.
Bye.